It's good to be here. What a beautiful service you've had this morning. And it's just a special time for me to be with you. Actually, I came prepared just in case you ask me to talk. And one of the countries, I actually went to Mongolia three times this year. Now, I'm just going to share a little bit about Mongolia. The first time I went was May. And Mongolia has hot water heat, and they shut it off in May. And when I landed, it was 14 degrees. Now, that's Celsius, but that's cold. And I was kind of shivery. But they turn the heat on, and all of the buildings stay about the same temperature. And in the wintertime, it's nice and warm. But I have just basically come from Mongolia. I had 1 week in Malaysia, and it was 25 below. It was cold. But the people are so wonderful. It is, it's just an interesting country. The first time I ever went to Mongolia, I said, whoa, these people are just like the Navajos. They have the Gers that are round. Navajos have Hogans, which have eight sides. They speak with the same kind of sound. They look alike. They act alike. And they are just wonderful people. The land, the country itself, is more like home. It's the higher altitude and the dry air, and it's beautiful. But the people are wonderful. And I just brought some pictures with me because I've been talking to some good news clubs. And I just ran off a few, and I don't know if you can actually see them. But these are the teachers that I was training. And this is level two. And the lady here in blue is the national director. She has vision. She has burden. And her desire is for all the children of Mongolia. The children of Mongolia live in a harsh country because they don't have a lot of nice things and it's very hard living. But her desire and all those working with her is to reach all of those children. This is a picture of one of the good news clubs. We were going to visit two good news clubs that day, but we were too late to get to the second one. But what a joy to see the children. And if you want to look at these pictures a little closer later, you can. But you will see the resemblance as you look at these beautiful children. The language is Cyrillic. And the language is very interesting. And here, if you can see it, is a card I'm teaching from. And this is a word. Now, it looks like XYH. But it is not XYH. And it is a word. It's an actual word. And if you were children, I'd let you guess. But since I've only got 5 minutes and you're not children, I won't let you guess. I will just ask a question and see if you can come up with the answer. The question, and this is the answer, what is a missionary? Now, who can tell me? What is a missionary? One word. And it's this word. Person. A missionary is a person. A missionary is a person, just like you and me. But then the next question we would ask is, who can be a missionary? And you can if you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. So God has given me the privilege to be a missionary, a person being a missionary in nearly 30 countries now. Many of the countries are being opened up, some of the island countries. And it's just a joy. And you play a part in all of this ministry. When I'm teaching, when the teachers are learning, when the children are hearing the gospel, you are part of that because you pray and you give. Now, I just have to share one more thing with you because it's one of the most fun things God ever let me do. I get to do lots of fun things, and the most fun is teaching. But one Saturday, they were taking us someplace, and we went past a place where there was a camel. And I got to get on this camel. It is a double humpbacked camel. Now, they're laying down, but they're very big. And I thought, now, how do I get my foot up and over to get on this camel? But I did. And then he said, hang on. Well, it was like sitting in a comfortable chair. Because the back hump is just holding your back, and the front hump you hang on to, and it is solid camel wool, which is so soft. and so wonderful. It was just an amazing thing. Now, if I could show video, I would show you how a camel lays down. I had never realized what they do. God's creation is absolutely marvelous, how he has made his animals and what they do. Anyway, when I left Mongolia, it was minus 25 degrees. I flew until midnight and landed in Malaysia midnight, and it is 25 degrees. Now, this is all Celsius. But in Fahrenheit, that's about 100 degree change of temperature. So God takes care of me. He just helps me get from one country to the next. When I leave here, I go back to Australia. I will be in Perth. I fly, and you can pray about this. I fly from Los Angeles to Abu Dhabi, 16 hours and 30 minute flight. I change planes. It's another 13 hours from Abu Dhabi to Perth, and I will land there January the 2nd when I leave the country on the 31st, and we will start class on the 4th. When I am there, it will probably get up to 109 to 112 degrees Fahrenheit. So again, it's just fun being a missionary, but the most exciting thing is teaching and training and knowing that you are part of that mission. Thank you so much.